David Warland is the CEO of Early Learning, the Association of Australia. David, what's your reaction to this announcement?
Look, I think in general we'd welcome the idea that we did need some additional financial support for providers as occupancy levels increase, but it's clearly not good news, as you've indicated, for parents, with data suggesting that more than half of parents would need to cut working hours when free childcare has ceased. And, I think what we will see as a result of the policy change is that, you will see workforce participation, particularly for women, reducing. And more generally, I think affordability for all families compromised at a time when, we are seeing rapidly increasing unemployment. And I think when you sort of consider that in light of us entering a COVID-induced recession, that ability to access affordable childcare could in fact, or the inability to access affordable childcare could in fact protract our recovery from the recession.
And did you expect this announcement today?
No, not. I'll be honest. Elements, yes. Most, no. Certainly, the sector had been more advocating for a continuation of the relief package, but with more financial support for providers as occupancy has increased. The minister's quite correct that there were elements of the provider base that were struggling with making ends meet under the existing arrangements, but we would have liked to have seen that continuation of the free access for parents, because the evidence is there that, accessing early learning at this age in a child's life is very important.
Well, the cost of childcare is a massive impost for a lot of families. Do you think overall that this decision is going to hurt not just families but the economy overall?
Look, I do. I think, we were very concerned about the switching back to the old model, and I think the model's proven unable at times to respond to the challenges we've experienced in relation to even bushfires and the coronavirus. And I think, the maintenance of a financially sustainable, accessible early childhood sector and, affordability for families are going to be critical issues to manage moving forward.
All right, David, thanks so much for your reaction.
Thank you.
David Warland, the CEO of the Early Learning Association of Australia.